Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That's right. Still no official name. The WIV Afternoon Show. I'm Spike Eskin. Ike Reese over there. Jack Fritz over there.
Mm-hmm. Spike! Holla at your boy! Now we got this thing started off
See?
On the right foot.
Right?
Yes.
Everything's the right way.
Yes.
I'm trying to figure out where everything goes. You know
I'll
what I mean?
Your boy.
Like
yes.
When you move into a house, you have all your stuff, but sometimes it takes, you know, a week or two, a couple of years to unpack, figure out where the table should go. That's what we're doing. Welcome.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big day. It's a big night for our Philadelphia 76ers.
Yeah, been waiting.
You know, optimally, we wouldn't have been in the playing game tonight. Optimally, we would have been just in the playoffs. Optimally, Joel Embiid would have played 60 or 65 games. They would have been the two seed. That's where we would have been. We've been starting
sure.
the seven-game series as the two seed at home, but that is not what's happening. But I believe that we have finally come to a place with Joel Embiid where the situation is ripe for him to become and be the player in the playoffs that we know he can be. I believe that this is the year. I believe that the situation presents itself for him better than any situation he has had since he has been a professional NBA player. He's had great years. They've had number one seeds, but it's never shaken out like this one. You know, every other year for Joel Embiid, who I believe in, but who has failed multiple times in the playoffs, he's had excuses that you could sort of write off the playoffs about, right? He's had injuries, broke his face on Markelle Fultz's shoulder. That wasn't optimal.
Yeah.
He had a knee injury just last year, not optimal. Mm-hmm. He had Ben Simmons as his running mate, who was a total fraud and melted down in the playoffs against the Hawks. And even though Embiid didn't play well, there was an excuse there for Joel Embiid. Look what Ben Simmons did.
Sure.
We had the bubble when Simmons couldn't even play and they got swept in the first round. And Joel was healthy for that one. But had no Ben Simmons. But the excuses are over because he has everything right now. He has health. He was injured before, but is healthy now, has recovered. He has a team that is built specifically around him. We talked to Daryl Morey last night on the podcast, and that's what he said about this team. This team is not built to exist without Joel Embiid. This team is built for Joel Embiid. Has Nick Batum, good passer, good corner three shooter. In addition to Maxi, I mean, Buddy Hield is there. Great three-point shooter, right? They have players all around him to benefit him. Kyle Lowry benefits Joel Embiid. And here is him playing the best that he's ever played. Only played 39 games ever he played this year, but it's the best he's ever played. More points than minutes played. Better defensively than he's ever been. A better passer than he's ever been. But to me, the big thing is this. He's 30 years old. And it is time for him to have a say in what his legacy is. You know, there have been a lot of people around Joel who have been a part of his legacy, both positive and negative. Sam Hinkie's part of his legacy. Brian Colangelo, part of his legacy, mm-hmm. unfortunately. Mm-hmm. Ben Simmons, part of his legacy. But at 30 years old, in the middle of the prime of your career, coming off an MVP season with the world doubting you, it is either put up or shut up for Joel Embiid. It's here. He has his number one friend and his number one, you know, enemy on some level, Jimmy Butler, an enemy of Philadelphia, an enemy of the Sixers. He considers us an enemy right there in his face, and I believe he will do it. Mm-hmm. I believe we can trust Joel Embiid to take the Sixers past Miami tonight, past the Knicks, and past the Bucks, and take us to the Eastern Conference Finals. I believe it's here for him, it's here for us, and I believe he is in position and will take it.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I don't have much to combat that or argue against that. I think both of us are huge Joel Embiid supporters.
Huge.
But also understand that, you know, ultimately he's the face of whatever happens here. And he would need extraordinary play to sort of excuse himself from being blamed or having any liability as to why they don't necessarily succeed. But he's the least of my concerns. And I understand the past. I understand all of that. These are different circumstances. I think this is the best he's felt going into the postseason. He's coming off of obviously a major injury, major surgery. I don't like the two times that he seemingly re-injured himself or whatever in a couple of games since he's come back. But none of it has been severe or serious enough that it has slowed him down very much. I'm very interested in seeing what he looks like tonight after finishing that game Friday night, where I was concerned that he had done something that would compromise him throughout the rest of the playoffs. He finished the game, but he didn't play Sunday. We'll see what he looks like. Nick Nurse says he looked great. I'll take his word at it. Here's where I'm at with this Sixers playoff run, Spike. It's Tyrese Maxey. And I believe in Tyrese Maxey. So I'm not coming from an angle of I don't believe in him and he needs to show me something. I'm actually coming from the angle of he's made me a believer. Now he needs to show everybody that he can be that co-star. Because I think Joel, they can lose with Joel averaging 35 points a game if the co-star isn't there to be the co-star. And you mentioned guys that Joel has played with in these previous playoff runs. Which one of these guys have actually filled their role to capacity?
In the playoffs, none of them.
Yeah, in the playoffs, yes.
None of them.
None of them.
None of them.
So I need Maxey. I need Tyrese Maxey, who has stepped out there this year and accepted the role of being the co-star, being a co-leader on this team. Hell, Joel has even given him a nickname. Hasn't picked up a lot of traction yet, rightfully so, but it could this postseason. The franchise? Really? The franchise? Is that the nickname, the moniker we're going to give Tyrese Maxey? Okay, then. I need to see that level of play in the postseason. I need you to go be Kobe, Dwayne Wade, Scottie Pippen.
At 23? You think he's there for?
Kobe did it at 23, 22. Now, everybody ain't Kobe, so we know that. But I'm just saying, Dwayne Wade did it when he was young. Was Dwayne Wade in his second year when he won that NBA title in Miami? With Shaq?
I think he was.
So yeah. He was a young player, even though he had gone to college X amount of years. My only point is, I believe Maxey's ready for it. I truly do. I believe he's ready for it. And this is a stage for him. I think Joel is the most unstoppable player in the NBA. You can't guard Joel Embiid. He misses shots because he misses shots. I don't think anybody locks Joel Embiid down. But Tyrese Maxey, as a 6-foot guard, does have the ability to be locked down and clamped up. So he needs to step up and show that he can be a clutch player. You know what I don't want to see, Spike? Late in the game, it may not play out in this game because I think we rout Miami. I think we win by 8 to 10 points, if you can consider that a rout.
I'll take it. It'll seem like the biggest victory in the history of the franchise.
But if I can put the cart in front of the horse,
yeah,
and I look at the New York series that's waiting in front of us, yeah, I need to see you go head-to-head with Jalen Brunson.
And that's a tough matchup.
Yeah.
Jalen Brunson's going to put up 42 every
yes.
night in something like that.
And I don't need Maxie to score 40, but you can't be in the teens.
No.
So I need Tyrese Maxey, and I believe he can do it. That's the guy I'm looking at. If we get the co-star that a star player needs to win a title, I think the Sixers are the most dangerous team in the NBA playoffs.
Do you trust Joel Embiid? Do you trust Tyrese Maxey in the playoffs? 215-592-9494. Fritz, you trust him?
I trust him. And where I'm at today is I am so sick and tired of hearing about Jimmy Butler.
Music to my ears, buddy.
All I want to do tonight is bury the Butler, baby. Bury Jimmy Butler. Bury the Heat culture. Bury Spoelstra. And, like, get the monkey off your back. Like, the Heat are the team that this Sixers team traditionally has struggled against. Like, they're tough. They're physical. The Sixers can't match up with the grittiness of the Heat. Knock it off. Bury the Butler. That's what I care the most about tonight. Get it over with. Knock it off. Because, listen, if they lose, it brings back everything. You know, I did the
everything.
Whole clean the slate thing last week, which I think it should be clean slate heading into the postseason. But, like, if they lose tonight, everyone's going to be like, oh, this is what they do. They lose in the second round, yada, yada, yada. Bury the Butler.
Do you know how joyous I would be if they end the Jimmy Butler thing tonight? Because it ends it tonight.
It ends it.
It ends, not his career, of course, but it ends this whole thing, this whole part of Philadelphia and Jimmy Butler. 215-592-9494. Chris and Pensauken, you're on WIP.
What's up to the new show, boys?
What up?
What up, Chris?
It's not raining here because you guys are on the air, man. I'm Ike, Spike, Jack. Jack and Ike, no, Spike. I can tend to be a little aggressive. I am so amped up, guys. I left my house at 5 in the morning. I woke up at 5 in the morning forever. It's going to be called after this game, Jimmy, bust your ass buckets, because that's what we're going to do to him. And Maxie's going to – and know, like,
yes.
And Spike, Maxie's going to – now he's going to leave the court with a smile. Like
with
he
a smile on his face.
And it's going to piss Chuck off, and I'm going to love it even more. My hand, if you can see through the phone, Spike, Ike does it about 4 times a year. He don't do it a lot. He holds on to it. Guess what my hand ain't doing, Spike? It ain't shaking, man.
Not nervous.
It ain't shaking.
No nerves.
Not nervous. So I woke up at 5, worked out, went and got another tat on my chest because I had nothing to do. Went to the range with my Glock. Pop, 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 pop. Came here, fixed some machines. Yep. I am ready for bear, man. I cannot wait. All this Miami crap. Miami's tough. Miami's that. I went down to Miami. You're not a bunch of partiers and immigrants. Get the hell out of here.
Hold on. Wait. All right. Okay. All right, Chris.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Jeez.
Yeah.
I mean,
Usually goes over.
I wanted to laugh about Chris because I had nothing to do, so I got another tattoo, and then I went to the gun range and shot my Glock. That was making me laugh.
Yep.
But then he had to go too far.
It's usually what happens.
Is that Chris and Pentalkin's bit?
Yep. He doesn't know it, but he gets so worked up. He's passionate about the Sixers. He's passionate about the Sixers. Joel Embiid and Maxi. Loves Maxi. I wouldn't be surprised if he has his Glock with him right there watching the game tonight. Yeah, would not be surprised.
Well, that sounds like
make sure it's not loaded.
Yeah, that sounds like a bad idea. Plaxico Chris from Pentagon. Yeah.
Well, they better win.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Do you trust Joel Embiid in a huge game tonight? Do you trust Tyrese Maxey? Shy and Cherry Hill. What's up?
No, 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 no.
Wow.
I do not. What? I do not.
Well, why is that?
Let me rephrase this. It's not I don't trust Embiid. I think Maxey will get the job done. Let me tell you right now. Tobias Harris, you better have at least 20 points tonight. At least 20 points. Because you're not beating this Miami team if three guys aren't scoring.
Well, I thought Kelly Oubre was the third best player on the team.
I mean, with the way Tobias has been playing, he's a burden. He's a burden.
Why not put the pressure on Kelly Oubre to score points? Why are you expecting Tobias to score points?
Because I know Kelly Oubre's going to score.
Okay. So now you're worried about the fourth leading scorer on the team?
I am.
That seems kind of strange.
I am.
Well, here's the thing, though, Shy. What I'm saying is if we had to worry about the fourth leading scorer on the team to win the game, we got some serious trouble here.
Sounds like you are trying to escape a little bit of responsibility, Team Toby.
Well, no, listen, everybody tells me.
I got 40 million reasons why Tobias should score more than Kelly Oubre.
Well,
160 million reasons.
Well, he should only have to score, so only because he's paid more.
Yes.
Not because he's the better player.
Well, I mean, he should be the better player.
But I'm confused. Uh-huh. I have people tell me that Kelly Oubre is the third best player on the team.
He is, and he's a league minimum guy.
Okay, but if he's the third best player, forget about the salaries.
I can't.
No, it's about skill. If you're the third best player, shouldn't you be the third best player on the team?
My question to you about – I'm not making this about Tobias. I'm making this specific comment about Tobias.
Tobias.
My problem with Tobias isn't that he doesn't score 30 points in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. I don't expect Tobias Harris to score 30 points in the playoffs. My problem with Tobias Harris is not that he isn't a lockdown defender in the playoffs. I don't expect him to be that either. Mm-hmm. My problem with Tobias is that what I need from him is to want it as much as you need to want it to win games like this. I want to see Tobias Harris on the ground getting loose ball. And I don't want to see Tobias Harris.
He's never on the ground getting loose balls.
But he's got to do something.
He's a scorer.
But he doesn't score that well.
Well, I mean, he scores well enough. He's the third leading scorer on the team.
He's been really bad in the playoffs the last couple of years. He's disappeared. He has absolutely disappeared. I'm just, role player or not, I know that Kelly Oubre is not scared tonight.
Well, then why shouldn't he be the third leading scorer on the team?
I would have no problem benching Tobias Harris. I would bench
him. No, it's not a benching.
Bench him and not play.
It's not. You don't need to bench a player because everybody has a role on a team. If one guy
his
is
role
the third,
is to sit on the bench.
Oh, that's fine. But we know that's not going to happen. So my only point is having realistic expectations. And if everybody feels more confident in Kelly Oubre, and everybody, like Joel said, he's the third best player on the team, then why shouldn't he be the third best? Oh, he's the third best player during the regular season in meaningless games coming down the stretch against inferior opponents. When you're playing it, when you need him the most in the postseason to be the third best player, he doesn't have to be the third best player then, right?
My question to you is, who's the third best player on the Sixers?
Tobias Harris.
Well, then why don't you expect that out of him?
So you got to understand where I'm coming from.
Okay.
I'm throwing this back in everyone's face who wants to tell me that Oubre is the third best player on the team. I know Tobias is the third best player on the team. I have no problem with that. I'm just saying for everyone else who doesn't believe he's the third best player on the team, why would you expect that out of him?
I think just as a farewell, as a kiss goodbye. Definitely.
It's his last run as a Sixer.
Last run. I was going to say last home game, but even if they lose tonight, they'll play on Friday. So I think I've been so scarred by the last half decade with him. I would like to see him go. Because he's been terrible.
He's not been terrible.
Mm.
Listen, I won't sit here and argue that he showed up for you in the playoffs, but he's available more than he's not available. He's obviously a great team player. He doesn't throw guys under the bus. He doesn't quit. He doesn't wilt like some of the other guys that have been paid here and have been traded away and everything else.
You can't quit if you never start trying, I guess.
Oh, now he doesn't try. Well, I tell you what, for a guy who doesn't try, who averages 17, 18 points a game, I mean, he's getting that with ease then.
I could average 17. By the way, Kelly Oubre averaged 17, averaged 20 points a game last year in Charlotte. I mean,
right.
He did.
What? Anybody can average points on a bad team. This is on a good team. Well, then why don't he average 20 for this team then? Because you don't believe it.
I do believe it.
You believe what? Oubre is better than Tobias?
Yes, I believe
this. No, you don't.
If Tobias Harris sat on the bench and Kelly Oubre started, Kelly Oubre scored 20 points a game, no doubt in my mind. He's getting the same amount of minutes. Zero.
He takes as many shots as anybody else. He breaks the offense when he wants to.
I believe if Tobias Harris wasn't
there. Which Tobias Harris doesn't do.
The Twitter question of the day. Brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Shop the home team at Mark's Jewelers with diamond engagement rings for every budget. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Do you believe, do you trust Joel Embiid tonight versus the Heat? Yes or no? What is your guess, Ike, as to what the vote is so far?
I would say this is 73% yes.
Damn, you are good at this. 76% yes.
Wow.
I'm stunned. People are positive. Damon and Conchahokan, you're on WIP.
Yo, what's up, guys?
What's up, Damon?
I don't know if I've ever talked to you, Spike, over the airwaves, but I've listened to podcasts for probably 7 years, 8 years at least.
Awesome, man. Thanks.
But definitely nice to talk to you guys. I got a name for the new show.
Okay.
We're still taking offers on that.
Sure.
But tonight, man, I'm reserved about this game just because I don't know. The last couple of years, it's just been tough to, like, buy in, and everything seems so right, but doesn't it feel wrong that everything feels like it's, you know,
but
it's going too well?
Can I tell you, Damon, you got to let that go. You rather than let it go, you have to channel it, right? You have to channel that bad, nervous energy. And the way that I would tell you to channel it, and thank you for the call, the way that I would tell you to channel it is think of all the players who were talked about that way until they broke through. Think about all the players. I know Kobe won early, but not every player wins early, and not every player wins exactly when you think they should. Not every player wins when they have the best regular season.
Yeah.
You know, it just, and I brought it up yesterday, LeBron had to go through a transition. He had to just choke in a way that an NBA star has never choked before.
He did get there early, though.
He did. He got there early, for sure. But the chokes against Boston and then against Dallas, they were noted. But he eventually broke through. Dirk Nowitzki choked, eventually broke through. This happens. It just doesn't. Even Charles didn't win the finals, but it wasn't until Charles got traded, got a good team around him in Phoenix, won the MVP, and eventually had that year. He didn't win a championship, but he had a year worthy of a championship. Do you know what I mean?
I always say this. Listen, it took Shaq 7 years to break through.
Yes, right.
Like, Shaq went to a finals, got swept, and he got swept out of the playoffs a few times. In 2000, he finally broke through.
So the morning show side question of the day. Oh, Jack, what's the prize? I don't think I have it in front of me. For the morning show side question.
Well, the prize is you get a 2024 Eagles draft hat no matter what.
Awesome.
So that's for today. So if you win today, you will get that. But
can you give me one of those?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, you can get that on yourself.
All right.
I don't know if they're flat brim. They seem more like the curved.
They aren't flat brim. I've seen the draft.
And you're not a curved brim guy.
Nah.
Yeah.
That's
a
little bro-y for
although
me.
You guys
said it's a dad hat when the brim is curved.
Yeah.
I got one last week.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not me.
You're not a brim. You're not a curved brim.
No, I like to dress like I'm 17.
Right. Never get old, pal. Never get old.
Yep.
But you're also qualified for the grand prize drawing, which is the Jalen Hurts signed Midnight Green Eagles jersey.
Awesome.
So we will have that for you. The one winner will win that by the end of the week.
So morning show side question. You know, Ike, do you remember John Wayne Bobbitt?
Oh, yeah.
So John Bobbitt, of course, had his bits and pieces cut off by Lorena Bobbitt, his wife.
Ooh, that boy almost got a 10-incher.
Gone. Right out the window.
Yeah.
So I was reading a story about John Bobbitt. Due to a condition called toxic peripheral polyneuropathy, he's lost all 10 toes and walks with the help of prosthetics. So not only did he lose the one,
right.
He lost the 10.
He's not 10 toes down?
No. Oh, he is, I guess, 10 toes down.
He is down 10 toes. That's right.
So it brought with OJ last week, OJ passing away, and then John Wayne
Bobbitt. Get rid of that guy.
John Wayne Bobbitt losing his toes. Your favorite 90s, what would we say, scandal?
Scandal.
Favorite
90s. That's one way to describe it. Yeah.
Favorite 90s scandal. Of course, we have OJ. John Bobbitt off the board, 215-592-9494. OJ off the board. Get rid of that guy.
He gone.
Coming up next, this morning during one of my long walks, I thought of the worst thing about living in the suburbs. The number one worst thing. I will tell you about that next. It's the brand new WIP Afternoon Show. Ike Reese, Spike Eskin, Jack Fritz.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.